times we just are so fixed upon doing our own thing, we forget God has a whole army out there waiting to go to work on our behalf. And Psalms 37 pointed out very clearly, the angel of the Lord is encamped. Meaning he's camping next to you all the time. Now, I had a word of knowledge this morning while I was praying for somebody. And that word was that when you're doing all the work, the angel goes on park. Now, what happens when your car goes on park? It will not what? It won't move. Why? Because the park position means the wheels are locked. The transmission will not allow it to go forwards or backwards. Amen? So let's get an understanding that angels are going to park if you do all the work. That's up to you. Now, if you want to keep running and wear yourself out, go ahead. Go right ahead. But I tell you, the Bible is loaded from cover to cover with angelic activity. And you say, well, gee, why don't they come to my house? Well, leave room for them. Get an education. Scripture says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. My people perish for lack of knowledge. Of what? Of who's around them. There's an army of the Lord all around you. And here you are doing your own thing, wearing yourself out, and probably judging God, because I've done it. Probably being angry because he didn't do it your way. Well, praise God, if you did it your way, he would say, I'll bow to you and you can go ahead and be God. While he takes a vacation. But you see, Tuesday, I said to the Lord, what are you saying? Because I got a little nosy too, you know. And he said to me, angels are no different than saints. Look at your neighbor, say, angels are no different than saints.
Angels are no different than saints.
They are all specialists.
They're all specialists.
Now, if you asked me to bake a cake, I could survive that. But cooking 7 days a week for a whole family, I would probably rebel. Why? Because I'm a part-time cook. Okay? Tell me to do certain other things where my energies and my field is relatively comfortable, I can keep on going and do a pretty good job because the gift is in me. Got it? How many know that you have certain gifts from the time that you were born? And you enjoy doing those things because they're the gift of God in you. Now, if somebody else does the job, you look at the way they do it and you say, gee, you know, I do it a lot easier than that because it comes naturally. So there are natural gifts that are in you. Then there are spiritual gifts. St. Paul says, imparted to you were spiritual gifts. Amen? Imparted to you were spiritual gifts. Why? Because there are new things that are come to you by the Holy Ghost. So those gifts are extra on top of the natural gifts. That's pretty cool stuff. Right? Okay. Now, if you notice when we broke the bread today, I cut a piece out. Why? Because sometimes we cut ourselves out. We pull ourselves away. Because we're what? Having a problem. Have you ever had a problem where you pulled yourself away? I'm pulling out of this marriage because I can't take her anymore. Well, God bless you. What am I saying? I'm saying that a relationship with Christ Jesus will give you an ability to stay connected to the rest of the body. And if you are honest with yourself, When you fail, run back to Him. And I'm not being critical of anybody who's run away, because I have. I felt sorry for myself. I didn't think God was interested in me. After all, everything falls apart every time I run towards Him. Why? Because I'll need more of Him and more of His specialists. More of His specialists. I'll need more of His specialists. That's not just saints. That's angelic as well. See, if you take those two angels working together, you have the angel of knowing the cause of the problem. Kind of cool, huh? How many have ever had a word of knowledge that took the blankets off the enemy? Yeah. I mean, a word comes into your heart, a scripture comes into your heart, and there it is. Satan has just become totally naked. And you can put him out of business, out of your life, if you just do what the scripture says to do. How are you going to get that when you're all by yourself, feeling sorry for yourself? How are those angels going to manifest in and around you when you are so focused on self-pity and fear tactics that you don't have an ability to win? And then you give up on God. And of course, after all, it's all God's fault anyway. I've been there. I've done that. But you know something? I believe the Lord was really giving us an understanding of why those angels were here on Tuesday. They were here to manifest their specialty. Why did you come? Say, I came today to manifest my specialty. To the body of Christ. I have certain things I can do. Naturally. I enjoy doing them. And God gets blessed when I obey. That's why I'm here. I'm a great lover. I'm a great lover. When I decide to give out love. To everyone who needs it. That's my first job, isn't it? Jesus gave us that commitment. He says, love one another as I... love one another as I have loved you. When I pour love unto my neighbor, he or she comes back to what? Life.
I can confess that, because there's these little children in my classroom that I really had a hard time with. They were like, not a thorns, but a thorn bush in my side. And God said to love them, so I said, I can't love them without your love, Jesus. So I asked the Lord to give me His heart, His love, and to see these two little kids, a little boy and a little girl, as He would see them. And they are such a delight now. So I'm just like in another world, and just shocked and amazed at what God has done in my heart for these two little girls. And yet, I mean, this one little girl and this one little boy, and yet the other teacher who doesn't really know Jesus can't see what I see in them. But I want to thank God for that revelation of loving them with His love, not with my love, because I couldn't do it, because they really were thorn bushes. But they're no longer thorn bushes.
Now that's church, isn't it? That's bringing it to the reality of the everyday life. You heard what she said, they're thorn bushes. Have you got any people that are in your life that are thorny? Can't... And they're irritating you. What are they trying to do? Get the hell out of you. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get the hell out of you. God has allowed them to be in your life to get the hell out of you. Yeah. That's pretty cool stuff. When I'm so in love with my brother and my sister in Christ, and even those that are being prepared by God to get to have them see Jesus in me, when they see the love of Christ in me flowing out to them, they begin to wonder what happened to them.
And Can I just say something? This one little girl that I really have a hard time with.
Oh, hold on a minute. Go ahead. This one little girl
that I had a hard time with, when I showed her love, unconditional love, her mother started coming in and saying that in the morning she started dressing herself, brushing her teeth, and listening to her mom every morning now. So her mom has seen a change in her because that little girl saw a change in me. So there's like a ripple effect to it. So praise God.
Boy, it takes a beautiful mama to be able to give out love, doesn't it? Even adopted mothers. And when a child is in your classroom, she's looking at you as a mom.
Oh, yeah, we call ourselves school moms.
Well, there you are. Praise God. Now, the angel that showed up on the next morning, on Wednesday, was called the angel of the elite chosen. Who fights for the elite chosen? Who fights for the elite chosen? Why would God fight on your behalf? Or why would God send an angel to fight on your behalf? Because of what?
He did to Jesus.
Why did God send angels to Jesus?
He needed one.
He needed them. You think we needed only one? Do you think he needed different specialists at different seasons in his life? I mean, after all, there are times that we wonder, how long should we suffer with something that is in us, that is implanted in us by somebody else? Now, I'm about to open up something that I've normally don't do, but I believe that it'll show you the impact of what God allowed and then what the Holy Spirit does to change it. An elderly lady had a revelation. And in this revelation, she declares to me, when I was a little girl and I was in school, I was very poor. My background was very needy, let's say it this way. There were several children in the school who came from very affluent and well-to-do families. Hers did not. Hers came from a family that they just barely got by because it was a large family. And there was very little money. And she says, I'm positive that I probably didn't have the garments that maybe other children had. But she said, I was always clean and well kept. But because I didn't come from an affluent family, other children of my age could not receive me and rejected me and spoke it. And she declared that there was a couple of children that belonged to a family who had a jewelry store in town. And they were quite well to do, and of course they were well-treated and well-dressed. And their son actually watched this lady when she was at school accidentally bump into another little girl. And when that happened, this affluent young man, very proud, said, "You just dirtied her. Don't ever touch anybody of the better class." What do you think happened to this young lady? Hmm. She felt crushed. She believed the boy and made a resolution inside her heart, which is called an inner vow. I'm dirty and they're better than I am. And lived in that condition until the Holy Spirit began to reveal and say, no more. And they actually believed that they were of lesser quality and of a poorer nature and of a useless quality. Not only for people, but for God. And live like a hermit with no hope for tomorrow, because after all, everywhere she would go, the lying forces that had been accepted, the demonic principles of rejection had already been invested in her, and the fear of greater rejection kept her from connecting with anybody. She lived her entire life in this condition. Most of the time, in great depression and hopelessness. When forgiveness was applied, and the angel of knowing the cause came with a word of knowledge to an individual and said, if this is true, can you let Jesus heal you? Repentance was applied. Forgiveness was given. And the mind of the Lord was released into this woman so that she could start walking in freedom. Angels were needed, but also people were needed. God has a plan for the church of the future to set the captives free. God has a plan to let you go into freedom where you probably never had that freedom before. He's not interested in you being in slavery for the rest of your life.
Hallelujah.
No, it's okay to say hallelujah. You know, I said to the Lord, it is so sad to think that all those years this person was stuck. And the Lord said to me, but they didn't remain stuck. Look at your neighbor. Say, you're not going to remain stuck. The angel of the knowing. The cause of your difficulty are on the job. And I'm here to intercede for you. So you're not alone.
Hallelujah!
See, when you realize that you're connected and that the purpose of the connection is to release freedom in you, you're not going to have to worry about coming to church. You're going to be ready and running. Okay? Now, I want you to go to Romans chapter 1, because that's what I heard. Romans chapter 1. St. Paul is writing to the Roman church. He's giving them some instructions. And I could start you off at verse 1 and say, go on and go on and go on, but I'm going to start at verse 11. Well, verse 10. I keep pleading that somehow by God's will I may now at last be prospered and come to you. In other words, he's been suffering in poverty. But he's looking for what? Prosperity, so that he can make a visit to Rome. That's why he wrote the letter. Now the purpose of his coming, when the Lord decides to bless him financially, he says, Verse 11, I am yearning to see you that I may impart and share with you some spiritual gifts to strengthen and establish you. Impartation can be done in multiples of ways. It can be done on the television set. It can be done on the phone. It can be done person to person. But most especially, it's when laying on of hands is done, because it's done according to God's word. Mark chapter 16. Lay hands on one another. And it's multiples of levels. 1 Timothy also, you'll see, laying on of hands, impartation, strengthened, established. Why? Verse 12, that is that we may be mutually strengthened. Mutually means multiples of levels. Using multiples of different vessels. And encouraged and comforted by each other's faith, both yours and mine. In other words, when Paul goes to Rome, he's going to get blessed. Yeah. I remember when my son first moved up into Maine. And it was a wild situation for me to get there, but I did. 500 miles from here. And I'm questioning God. Why am I going at this particular time? So I got there. And on Sunday morning, my son said, are you coming to church with me? I said, yes. And at the time, it was an Assembly of God's church. And I'm quite familiar with the assemblies. And I attended the service and enjoyed the service. And at the end of the service, the pastor came over to greet my son and his wife and myself. And when my son said, this is my dad, he pastors a church in Massachusetts, the pastor, within seconds, said, and are you going to be here tonight? And I said, yeah, I'm planning to go home tomorrow afternoon. Well, he says, you'll bring the word tonight, right? Now, I'm 500 miles away. I thought I was on vacation. But how many say God is never on vacation? He goes with you on vacation. Okay? So, I looked at this gentleman and I said, well, would I have permission to call you back, because I don't want to be running ahead of God. I just want to make sure that it's God and not, you know, just to please somebody. So, he gave me the phone number and I called him back around 3 and I said, yeah, the Lord did give me a word and I'll be glad to share it. Is there any restrictions? He said, no, just be yourself. Well, now that can be pretty scary. Okay? So anyway, to make a long story short, I gave the word. I don't have any recollection of what it was. But I finished maybe 20 minutes or so, 25 minutes, and I heard that man right there needs a miracle from God. And I said, uh-oh, I have permission to give the word, not to do anything else, right? So there's about maybe 75 or 80 people present. So I said to the people, could you just pray for a moment? And so I went over to the pastor and I said, I believe I have a word of knowledge for one of the parishioners that's here. I said, he said, go ahead, give out what God tells you to do. I said, it could be scary. And he laughed. And I said, do you have permission to anoint with oil? He says, absolutely. He says, you do what God tells you to do. I have perfect peace. So the Holy Spirit began to give words of knowledge throughout the room on all different kinds of subjects, until we got to one lady that was on the front. And I'll never forget the word that came to her, because it was impacting, because I saw a vision. When you see a vision, you don't forget. Even if it's 10 years, you never lose it. And the vision was that she wanted to commit suicide. And I told her. I said, the deaf and dumb spirit is right around you, and he wants you to kill yourself, and it's not hopeless. And she burst into screaming tears. And I didn't know, but her mother and father were sitting right in front of her. And they turned around, and I mean, they all exploded. All three of them. And the rest is history. God had a marvelous party. Why? Why? Because I was a specialist from Massachusetts that went up and visited in a different church. The gift that was in me began to blossom so that they could be blessed. Close your eyes. Say, Lord Jesus, wherever I am, wherever I'm sent, no matter what I'm doing, there's a purpose in it. The gifts that are in me, the natural gifts, the spiritual gifts, all that was given to me, it was designed to glorify God and to bless the people of God. Whether they know him or not. Because eventually, with me around, Jesus and his love will be poured out like a river of living water. So here I come. Ready or not, world, here I come. For God so loved the world that he sent me. And Jesus in me is doing a fine job. Hallelujah. That's all.